News, I'm Ben Thomas. The government's August employment report shows 187,000 jobs added. Gus Fauché at PNC Financial Services.
That was above the consensus expectation of about 170,000. That being said, there were big downward revisions to job growth in both June and July.
And the unemployment rate rose to 3.8%, still historically low.
We also had a big increase in the labor force, which is the number of people who are looking for work. So we saw an increase in the unemployment rate. But from the Fed's perspective, that's good news because that may cool off wage pressures.
Wall Street initially reacted with gains, but it was a choppy session. Seth Sutel has the closing numbers.
The S&P 500 rose 0.2%. The Dow rose 115 points. The Nasdaq Composite ended little changed.
Two more members of the Proud Boys far-right extremist group received long prison sentences for the Capitol riot. Ethan Nordin, who prosecutors called the undisputed leader on the ground on January 6, got 18 years, and Dominic Pozzola, 10. And in Ohio, the family of a pregnant young black woman fatally shot by police last week is calling for the officers involved to be criminally charged.
Blendon Township has released the police body cam video into last week's deadly shooting of 21-year-old Takaya Young. She was pregnant with two other children at home. Accused of shoplifting,
get out of the car.
Police approach her vehicle and tell her to get out, but instead she starts driving away. Police alleged she was driving toward an officer in front of her car, who then opened fire through the windshield. The officer smashed her car window to get her out of the vehicle. The family's lawyer calls it a gross misuse of power and authority and says this could have ended peacefully. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation is now in charge of the probe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Hawaii is investigating unsolicited offers to buy property in the fire-ravaged part of Maui. Donna Warder has the story.
Governor Josh Green says anyone who comes in and tries to buy property in Lahaina for pennies on the dollar from locals could face jail time and a fine.
So if someone swooped in, say, and bought 15 lots because they hope to build a mega house on the beach, they made a big mistake, because when we find out that they took advantage of somebody, there's not going to be approvals.
The fear is that Native Hawaiians and local-born residents who've owned property for generations might feel pressured to sell and would leave the community, taking their culture and traditions with them. Last month's fire tore through Lahaina in a matter of hours, destroying up to 1,900 homes and killing at least 115 people. I'm Donna Warder.
Thanks, Donna. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.